Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's really very simple. Private interest can come in. I've seen this broken down in different studies. It changes year to year. For every $1 million a big multinational corporation puts in to lobbying, they get around $4 billion back. And then I've seen numbers at the state level. For every $1,000 a lobbyist puts in, on average, they get about $200,000 back. And so they come in, and they've basically bought up almost everything. But there's still pockets of land, pockets of assets they want. And so they're just going to jack up oil prices, jack up carbon taxes, and they're going to destroy all the millionaires and middle-class people that the working class thinks are rich. Some guy making $20,000 a year thinks somebody making $200,000 a year is as filthy rich. They have no idea that person's really lower middle class with true standard of living. So most of our wealth has been illusion, and it was done to get us under their control and to get real assets. Let's play this NBC stop-loss piece, because you'd think it was being honest, but it's actually very dishonest. Here it is.
NBC News in depth tonight, back to the front. The number of U.S. soldiers who've had their Iraq military service involuntarily extended under the so-called stop-loss policy is at its highest since the start of the war. That's despite a Pentagon pledge last year to cut back on its use. NBC's Jim Mikliszewski takes a look at the effect of this controversial policy.
As Sergeant David White was preparing to wrap up his military career last year, he was stunned when the Army refused to let him go.
I was just in disbelief. I did not think that something like that could happen to me.
Instead, White was sent to Iraq for his second combat tour, leaving wife Crystal and newborn Eva behind. What the Army did is slap White with a stop loss, which allows the Army to extend the soldier's enlistment, like it or not.
I was going to be stuck in the Army for an extra year, and I was so close to getting out.
58,000 soldiers have been stop-lossed in the past 6 years. Their service involuntarily extended from a few months to more than a year.
Kind of felt like you felt helpless. You felt like there's really nothing you could do. There's nothing you could do about it.
Okay. Stuart McKenzie's stop-loss not only cost him his time, it nearly cost him his life.
The bomb was about five to 7 feet away. Severed my left hand almost completely off. It was just dangling by some skin.
Army surgeons reattach McKenzie's hand, which now gives him limited use. To this day, McKenzie blames the stop loss.
Yeah, I got hurt right at the end of 7 months. Yeah, I was only supposed to be there six.
The Army says it uses stop loss to keep soldiers who reach the end of enlistment from leaving the battlefield in the middle of a combat tour.
They don't like it any better than I do, but it has proven necessary in order to maintain the force.
But many lawmakers and critics claim the Army has used stop loss as a backdoor draft to make up for the shortage of soldiers for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
It is going to destroy the morale of our troops. We've got to stop it.
Senior Army officials predict, however, they'll still need stop loss at least through the end of next year. That won't matter to David White, who will finally leave the Army in July, fulfilling his duty and then some. Jim Mikliszewski, NBC News, The Pentagon.
Now, did you hear them say the Army pledged not to do it anymore? If the government pledges something, you better be assured. They pledged they didn't do 9/11. They pledged there were WMDs. They pledged fluoride is good for you in the water. They pledged there wasn't mercury in the vaccines, and then said, oh, we lied, it's in there, but it's good for you. And now the documents have come out. They say tens of millions have been brain damaged, their own internal CDC is public, and doesn't matter, they still call us conspiracy theories in the media. Just amazing. Of course, they won't need stop loss soon because the military is going to be felons and illegal aliens. Already is. And then they can have their way with us. We'll be right back with Bob Chetton with all the financial news. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In this hour, we're going to cover the war. We're going to cover things imploding in South Africa. In race riots, black against black, black against Pakistani, things worse off there than ever, because Bob Chapman happened to live in South Africa. Also, U.S. home resales fall massively again. Talk about what's happening with oil, now above $135 a barrel and rising. I just said 2 weeks ago it was going to hit 140 by the end of July. Maybe I should reapprise my prediction and go up even faster. See, I think it'll probably go up to 145 by the end of July, maybe 150. Then it'll drop back down to 120, and you'll think you're lucky getting 120 throughout Christmas and the holidays. And then by next summer, not this summer, next summer, I bet it's going to be $200 a barrel because our owners say so. They say our standard of living is too high. We're a bunch of spoiled brats, and we have to now be taught how to be third world. They even say that. Headline, think oil prices hurt now, just wait, Reuters. Got a bunch of news on what's happening with the economy. And a story, Bilderberg Luminary to select Obama's running mate. Bob Chapman worked in military intelligence and counterintelligence. He then became a very successful broker. You know, Bob, I know you get tired of talking about yourself, but describe yourself. We've got a lot of new listeners every hour. People tune in every day by the tens of thousands that were new. Tell us about Bob Chapman and some of the things you did, and let's get into all the news.
Well, first of all, people with high IQs are really strange.
That is true.
We got to get that in first. We're not normal. Anyway, I came from very humble surroundings. I worked my way through college. I spent several years in counterintelligence with the government. And in fact, I just got off another program where somebody from the State Department emailed in and commented upon something I had to say. He said that throughout the State Department, people are drawing mustaches on the photos of our president and vice president, which was very illuminating. And I went back to him and I said, that's interesting. And, you know, there was a fellow who roomed with me when I was in counterintelligence named Peter Galbraith, who worked for the State Department, which he worked for. And I said, do you know him? And he said, he used to be my boss. But anyway, going forward, I was in the brokerage business for 28 years. I owned my own firm part of the time, and I've been writing the International Forecaster, I guess, as a second or third vocation for the last almost 20 years. And I've lived around the world. I speak several languages. As Alex pointed out, I lived in South Africa and Zimbabwe. I lived all over Europe, Central South America, Mexico, the Caribbean Islands, Canada. And so I get a lot of experience. I'm fortunate at 73 to be healthy. And so I can keep on imparting what I hope is correct prognostications about what is going on. And incidentally, I got to fit this in, considering what you just said before we went to the break. And it is, I got a letter in this morning from a subscriber who said he works in a federal prison in the dietary part. And he said next week, the government is sending their recruiters to try to recruit people to go into the military. And I went back to him and they said, well, what are they going to line up the murderers on one side and tell them you get the best chance of going in? So anyway, I had to throw that in, Alex.
What level of security did he say this facility is?
Didn't say. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I was telling people this 8-9 years ago. It's incredible how time flies. It's actually in 99 that I learned that they were recruiting, aggravated felons out of Texas prisons. And I even got documents, but people wouldn't believe me. And now the biggest Army recruiting center in the world is not in the U.S. or in a protectorate possession. It is in Mexico City. The second largest is in Manila, Philippines. And so they're recruiting foreigners, A, and then felons, aggravated. That means violent felons. And, I mean, at this point, Bob Chapman, this government, I have no respect for it. It's bankrupt. And I have confirmed with sources that people inside government are seeing the preparations for martial law. And they know Obama and Hillary are just as bad. We don't know who's going to pull the trigger, whether it'll be Bush or somebody down the line. It's key to understand that, listeners. But that, yes, people in government are the ones calling us and saying, you are absolutely right. I mean, the things we're seeing, Bush and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, it says he's dictator, and it says they're going to use the army against rebelling Americans. What are they planning, Bob, that they're going to need to fight, quote, rebelling Americans?
I think what they're not planning on, what they've created, that they can't stop, is a depression. And the people saying, you got to support me, you got to feed me, and the people are losing their homes and their vehicles and their jobs and living under bridges, and people are running around with assault weapons saying, you know, who did this to me? And I think it's going to get to that. And if the military steps in, they're not going to win. If they shoot at American people, they are going to lose.
By the way, the scenario in V for Vendetta where they shoot the little girl who's wearing the mask and then the people finally riot and start killing the cops, that has happened hundreds of times in the last century, mainly in Eastern Europe and Latin America, other places, and that happened here in 1776. That's how fast it can happen, Bob, and I don't want that to happen.
And that's why we're on the air, Alex, to try to cut these guys off at the pass.
But, Bob, from living in these third world countries and living in war zones and doing what you did in the military that I know you can't talk about, how do you see, if it does go bad, and unfortunately the cards lean towards that right now, really bad, what will it unravel like? What will civil war look like?
You don't even want to see shooting, never mind dead bodies all over the place. I mean, you know, people can't handle it emotionally. People will be committing suicide, you know, rather than face somebody else shooting them or starving. I mean, look what they've done with food prices. People are starving all over the world because they got to have ethanol. It's not going to be good, and you can't. You don't know what it's going to be like until you get there. All I can tell you is it's not going to be nice, and that is the understatement of the year. Ask any veteran out there. Some of you veterans, call in and tell us what it was like in Vietnam or in the Second World War. Now, maybe these people will get the message. You know, this is not some sort of a video game.
I think you just hit the crux of the problem. Americans have become spectators in the bleachers, watching their neighbor get drug off by the SWAT team, watching CPS take their coworkers' children for no reason, watching Friends and OJ 2 and all of it, and they think it's a video game. No. This is a real world. This is a real government building FEMA camps.
This is the 1930s in Europe all over again.
And you still say...
And this time they're going to pick on everybody.
And you still think 2 to 3 years till total implosion?
That's a good shot at it, because I think they can keep the financial system humming to some degree and to keep the banks and other financial houses from going under for that period of time. But the key to the whole thing is the non-usage of money and credit. When that happens, deflation is going to take over. The caveat within that time frame is, are they going to invade another country? Are they going to have a draft? Are they going to ship our kids and grandkids out of the country and make people more fearful of having a war and losing their lives than they are at home not eating? I mean, this is a tried and true historical fact that dictator after dictator, oppressive government after one after another, have done this. It sticks out like a sore thumb in history.
Bob, I'm looking for an article I had in my stack. It's up on Infowars.com. A government study, they have another university study, saying that 7 million people starved to death during the Great Depression from 1929 until the 1938 or so. And it's just amazing that 7 million starved then, when we were 85-90% agrarian and self-sufficient. We're now 90% living in cities, 10% in the country, with only 5%, half of that 10%, being self-sufficient. My God, if we had another depression, it would just be total societal breakdown.
And it'll happen in many other countries as well. Some countries will be spared because they have the ability to be able to grow crops. But, you know, you take a place like Europe, it's going to be upside down. Canada, I mean, they don't have favorable weather, and they have populations that can get out of control just like anybody else. I mean, nobody has a monopoly on sanity.
Bob Chapman, talk about oil, dollar devaluation. What's going on currently, and what do you think is going to happen in the short term?
Short term, we may form a double top here at 136 and retrench back to, say, 100 to 125. And then these are technical thought patterns I'm talking about now. Because markets go up, they go back, they settle, and then they see if they can go higher again. I think, like you said earlier, 145.50 is very doable here. So it may clock up another $15 or $20, go to 150, and what they call in the brokerage business, back and fill. And it may do that, but...
Okay, explain that when we get back. And by the way, $150 barrel in oil means $5 to $6, depending on where you are in the country, per gallon of gas. It's just absolutely amazing. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman right here on the GCN Radio Network.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 23rd, 2008, gold 927.11. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 954.11, 469.90 for half, 234.95 for quarter. That's 954.11, 469.90, and 234.95. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Coming up at about 45 after, we're going to go to Paul Watson from England. A mentally ill person they claim controlled by Al-Qaeda. It's always a mentally ill person, always in government facilities beforehand. Had a tiny bomb, and it blew up like a smoke bomb and cut his eyebrow. Then the whole country's locked down with fear and crying and gnashing of teeth because a cherry bomb with some nails on it, a firecracker with some nails on it, cut someone's eyebrow that set it off in front of their face. And we just got to give all our rights up. It happened one day after they were in trouble for some staging some anti-terror stuff. And they just send their mentally ill person out to do it. And all their hyping of terror, I'm surprised there's not more real loons out bombing. But this guy's got all the government earmarks. Bob Chapman, where do you see gold going? I mean, if all the other commodities are skyrocketing, I'm surprised that it's not at 2,000 by now. How are they holding it down?
Well, there's a number of ways. I think they still probably have the gold bullion to sell. They also buy puts, which means you're going to bet that gold's going to go down. They also can sell futures contracts, which would put pressure downward on gold prices. And it's my suspicion that this gold ETF, which is listed on the New York Stock Exchange, is lending gold to the United States government, because the company that manages the ETF is J.P. Morgan Chase, and they are used by the government to interfere in the market. And I think that is where some of the gold is coming from that is being sold into the market and then bought back again. And they know that they can't keep the price down indefinitely, but what they can do is interrupt the forward movement of the price from time to time. And that's why, as we go on further, you're going to see even greater volatility in gold and silver. It's not going to stop. And if you base gold prices on 1980 official inflation figures, gold should be selling at $2,268 an ounce.
But we all know that
1925.
Yeah, selling at 925 instead, half the price. Why, Bob, or less than half? Now that's official inflation. I know you've broken down what's real inflation in 2008 versus 1980 numbers.
Well, the best figures I've seen come from Jim Turk, who is a former banker and writes about this sort of thing like I do. And he's talking something like $6,450 an ounce. And I think he's probably right. I've said gold's going over 3,000. I didn't attempt to pick out a number because it's early. And I don't have to do that. All I know is it's going higher, so you keep on buying it. And if you don't, you're going to be stuck, because the value of all the other things that you have is going to go down. So you have to offset those losses by making gains someplace, and you can do that in gold and silver.
But if oil is, I mean, all the mainstream media, 95% of the time, you do see it on a few shows here and there, but most of the mainstream media stays away from admitting that most of the oil price increase is that it's dollar-denominated and the dollar is tanking. And now I see the foreign press, they're admitting that's the main culprit. A, can you elaborate on that? And then B, what are some of the other reasons oil's exploding?
Well, first of all, it used to be a great secret, but now they're admitting it, so they're right, yes, finally. They were forced to because of people like me writing about it. The second thing is that in the price of oil, about one-third of that price is through speculation, no question. And why is that speculation happening? It's because our president keeps on trying to find a way to turn Iran into a parking lot. And so as long as you have that sort of Damocles hanging over the oil market, you're going to have speculation, and rightly so. And I know everybody doesn't like paying more for gasoline, whether you're in Thailand or in New York City, but that's just the way it is. And by Congress, well, the House of Representatives yesterday came out and said, we're going to bring antitrust laws against these OPEC people for fixing the price of oil, and we're going to start fining them and this sort of thing. I never saw anything so stupid in my life.
That's a red herring.
And what OPEC will say is, we'll just stop shipping you oil. How's that?
Yeah, it's a cartel outside their control, and they're also blaming the oil companies. When, Bob, isn't their profit set at 8-9% and they don't have anything to do with this?
Well, I don't know about the setting of profits, but they're making more than that. And they've always been manipulating the oil price, the big companies, both in London and New York.
So you're saying some of the blame does go on the oil companies?
It does, but not as much as it does on the other two factors.
Yeah, that's the point. I mean, I'm not saying they're not scoundrels, but the point is they're not the main culprit.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
By the way, I talked to one of my friends at Sunday's showing of Truth Rising that won't be out until July 4th for PrisonPlanet.tv members, and of course on DVD for everybody else who wants it. And she'd been visiting family in Germany. In fact, I gave her a number to my producer. I need to get her on Monday or Tuesday. And she was coming back, and they thumb scan U.S. citizens and all foreigners. And see, notice when you go to all foreign countries now that are Western, they take your thumbprints and biometric face scan. That's all part of a international agreement from 2000. Fingerprint registry and housing bill. Now they have one for all Americans to be fingerprinted. See, we're all criminals. Bob Chapman, all over the country, they're announcing now, federally funded, the police are going to take blood at checkpoints now. Now they're going to get in our space, get, past that extreme boundary. Imagine an old Nazi Germany, a movie about that, black and white, if the Germans would have been sucking people's bloods on train. I mean, imagine that image of the Germans at checkpoints taking blood. How crazy does this have to get, Bob?
Well, I think, the world works on its stomach, and the kicker is going to be when we head into depression. And finally, people are going to say, I can't take it anymore, I don't have a job, etc. And that's going to be the trigger.
Bob, why is exactly? They know that. That's what I was about to say. Why are they doing saturation patrols? Why are they running more checkpoints? Why are they pulling families out? Why are they telling cops to be more aggressive? Do they think they're trying to intimidate us before the Depression, or are they trying to make us fight back?
No, I think they're trying to intimidate. I don't think they're, you know, lining people up to fight back, because most people don't do that unless they absolutely have to.
But I was about to say, it's not intimidating people. Everybody I know is just going lunatic crazy.
Well, they're having the opposite effect, and then perhaps they'll stop it. You know, they experiment with different things. You know, they don't know how certain things, they guess, but they don't know how certain things are going to work within this public sphere. So they experiment.
You think the average cop, because I know the average cop isn't a bad person, the system's bad, do you think an average cop realizes how they're being manipulated too, Bob?
I think a lot of them do. I don't know what the numbers are, and I think they're very disturbed about it. And I think that probably 80% will not follow orders, and I'm hoping that that's so. Maybe it's wishful thinking, and I think the same thing is true with the military. I do not think 80% will not participate unless they're shot at or something. And then they've got to shoot back, you know, to defend their lives. But I think that what you're going to see is more and more of what we're getting. It's a police state.
Well, Bob,
there's just no two ways about it.
Bob, I thought you were right about that, and that's what was my view. Until Katrina, as long as they've got some cover or excuse, like, why aren't we shipping food in, or why is it there we're not giving it to them, or why aren't we getting old people out of nursing homes, why are we out confiscating guns with most of our manpower? And the troops are on the news going, I don't like confiscating guns in America, but I do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Well, confiscating guns and perhaps moving people around is one thing. But being told that mob over there has to be put down and there's no other way we can do it except shoot them all, that's another story.
I agree, and I read Pentagon documents from 30 years ago. The last few years, we read them on air, about how they admit that less lethal tasers, rubber bullets, it's habitualizing cops to pull the trigger on what looks like, feels like a firearm. The news shows the image of a huge muzzle flash, people being hit, blood, that those are training aids to try to, just like video games were training aids, to get them to go ahead and instinctively kill us.
Well, they'll be somewhat successful, but you got to look at the whole picture, and I'm sure that the plan is at Rand Corporation and places like that throughout the world are looking at this, and that is that you start shooting people, then people start shooting back.
That's what I was about to say.
There's 450 million guns in the United States, and there's probably 125 million people who know how to use them effectively. Do you really think that the police and any army stands a chance against the public? I don't think so.
Well, that's what you're right. And that's why the image of them shooting us with rubber bullets in one of the plans was Rand Corporation from the 70s, was that the image of rubber bullets and the image of flashes gets the public ready to see people being shot. But there's one problem. When mama and daddy don't come home, or when your son or daughter doesn't come home, there's a big percentage of people. And you're right, out of 100 million gun owners, 1% fights back, that's a million. You start killing people's kids, you're going to have like 20, 30% that are going to come out looking to kill people, guaranteed. And they're going to come and they're going to kill. And I hope the government realizes that once they cross that Rubicon, once they make us fight them, they're going to get their butt kicked, Bob.
Yeah, and the people who are going, you know, we know who's doing what to whom, and we're just going to go in and clean them out. And I'm not talking about the military and the government. I'm talking about the people behind the scenes. And they know that there's people like us out there who know who the culprits are. And they're going to be brought to justice. And they're terrified of that. And that's borne out by the program I saw on CNBC this morning of Pete Peterson and David Walker talking about, my Lord, what are we supposed to do? The system is falling apart. And they're terrified. And they're terrified because they know that if the system falls apart, everybody's going to say, well, gee, how did that happen? And then all of this looting and corruption and thievery that's gone on for so many years, and who did it and how they got their fortunes, they're all going to get them taken away from them, and they're going to sit in jail. And they're just terrified. They don't know what to do about it. And they're trying to blame the public for being greedy and spending too much money, and in part they're right. But the public was led to do so, and the public are not economists and financiers. They're just common people with a high school education.
Yeah, I've been studying this constantly for 15 years, Bob, and I can barely grasp the basics. I mean, you've been doing this your whole life, and aren't there are whole areas of finance, I would imagine, you've got to check in with other experts.
Well, the derivatives is a very good one. And it's a very complex thing because derivatives are all different. They're made to order. And so it's like going and getting a suit made. You know, if you're a 48 long, I mean, you're a big fat guy.
Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can go there and get a free e-version of it. It goes out a couple times a week or twice a month in a hardback, you know, paper format. Very high quality. Theinternationalforecaster.com. Great intel on a host of issues. I want to get into South Africa, what's happening there. But first I want to get into housing. The housing numbers that came out and some of the other financial and economic numbers we're getting. What do they mean?
Well, we get an inventory of unsold homes that just jumped 10.5% to an 11.2-month supply, the highest since records began. A single-family home inventories of 10.7 months, the highest since 1985, and for condos, 14.2 months. Now, we're seeing a little bounce coming in San Diego and Fort Myers. That'll be a dead cat bounce. And that means that it'll be a false bump upward.
So that's bargain hunters snapping up things.
And they're wrong. And most of them are not professionals. And the reason that they're wrong is that prices are going to go lower. In some areas, not much lower. San Diego and Fort Myers is an example. Might go 5 or 10% lower. That should do it for them. But there's whole areas of California and Nevada and Maryland, even in New England, and New York City hasn't been really wrapped at the high end yet. And so there's going to be another full year, the worst full year of subprime ultra loan failures are coming up. And so these figures I just gave you are going to be 10 times worse by this time next year. And on top of it, what nobody talks about is the pick-and-pay loans, which are ARM option loans, usually made to people who have good FOICs, ratings. And they took loans out that they shouldn't have, and they started about 6 months ago having problems with them, and that's going to continue for 5 years.
Let me ask you a question, Bob. If there are 15 million homes that people have already walked away from, that's the number I saw last week. A, is that accurate from what you know? And B, is what's, I know it's plunging, but it's some parachute or kind of a streamer slowing down your fall a bit, that a lot of people I know are still demanding all this money for a house or a condo or an office building, and they admit that it's been a year, 2 years, 3 years, nobody's coming and leasing it. They're just stubbornly keeping it and paying the taxes. But a lot of them now, I'm starting to see even in Austin, supposedly the best real estate market in the country, it's finally softening by 10, 15 points just in the last month or so. And so I'm worried that they've had this false sense of confidence, and then so when it goes, it's really going to go.
It'll be expedited. And the framework is there for 4.5 years. So we're in the middle of 08. You're looking at 2012. And then we'll probably hit bottom. And then we'll probably go sideways on the bottom for 5 to 15 years. There's no telling how long.
Just like
that's
Japan. Just like Japan, but much worse than Japan?
No, not as bad as Japan.
Oh, not even as bad?
I think what you're going to see, Japan, we saw land prices down 80 to 90%, house prices down 70 to 80%. I think what we'll see, what we saw in the Depression in America, the loss of values of anywhere between 40 and 60%. But that's horrid in itself. Probably 75% of builders will go bankrupt. That's why I have all those short positions on builders and associated businesses. And we're not finished with this thing yet. when Washington and Wall Street tells you, well, half the credit crisis or three-quarters of the credit crisis of all of it is over, they're lying. They want the market to go up so they can make money.
Well, this is the
same. They don't care.
This is the same crowd that is telling us that inflation is at 6%.
No, they're telling us it's 3.9.
You know,
I'm telling you it's 12.5%. And that
well, let me comment on that.
Money and credit is 18%.
I hear Congress and others say it's 6-7%, and the Federal Reserve still says it's 3%. What numbers? I mean, now they're going off the CPI and another, but how do they even have that fake? I mean, even with their fake numbers, they don't agree.
That's right, and it's starting to be widely questioned because of work by myself and John Williams and a couple of other entities. But no one, everybody's afraid to touch it because they're afraid they'll end up with a hole in their head. That's what this is all about. And all, of course, within the structure where the analysts and the economists are and the insurance companies and banks and Wall Street and government, they don't dare speak out because they'll lose their jobs.
But they know
the same spot the police are in.
Mm-hmm.
You say, you know, I don't want to go through those exercises. I don't want to shoot my fellow Austinites. And they're going to say, good, goodbye. It's the same thing.
Well, the larger problem, Bob Chapman, is that there is no light at the end of the tunnel. Instead of them trying to do some of the things that have been recommended by you and other experts, to try to lessen the crash landing, it seems they're throwing coal into the furnace on the runaway train to get it going even faster over the cliff.
In order to keep it from going, because they're not prepared for it. They started it. And the Middle East went upside down on him. And you just read Zbigniew Brzezinski's writings of the past 3 years. He's got his hand on his head saying, oh, my gosh, they put world government back 30 years. They're in a pickle. They don't know how to get out.
Well,
they're trapped.
Ordered out of KO is their favorite maxim. And as you said, they always want to start a war. That's kind of like overturning the chessboard, throwing a fit. Just briefly, because we're out of time, theinternationalforecaster.com. South Africa is in riots, military, mass killings. The black South Africans are attacking now other black groups that have come in from other countries, and they're attacking Arab and Middle Eastern and Central Asian groups. And they're reporting that strikes are so bad that power's getting turned off, plants are shut down, mines are shut down. From all the data I see coming out of South Africa, but you have a lot of friends there and live there, and you watch it closely, is South Africa unraveling?
Yes, it is. All of the things left behind by the, we'll call it the white government, have been used up. And they, the government now, which is Marxist, they don't know how to recreate things. So now they're taking things away from the companies that are well-run that are left, not only in mining but insurance. I mean, a white person finds it very, very difficult to get any kind of a job. So all of the young people have to leave the country and go to England or America or wherever to get themselves employed. And so you have this race discrimination by the blacks against the whites, and they think that everything should belong to them. Because they're there. And then when people come in from Zimbabwe, and because their government's even worse at this stage, I don't have to go into detail, you all know what it's like. And I lived there for 3 years. I had a business there and in Salisbury, which is now called Harare. And you're talking somewhere between 3 and 5 million people who have left Zimbabwe to go to South Africa to get enough money so they can feed themselves. And the South Africans, some of whom are from the same tribes, are upset that the others are coming in, taking their jobs, getting paid less, and they're taking jobs away from them. Sort of like what we have with illegal aliens.
But see, that's the thing historically. The government acts like multiculturalism and injecting masses of foreigners, that it's bad to not want that. It is hurting the black South Africans. The country is falling apart, having millions of starving, you know, people running from the lunatic that, you know, the communist north of them. I mean, what do you expect people to do? It's the same thing here. It's just going to get, and I see on every front the whole world going into what we see happening.
I think you're right, because almost every country has a group of people who have moved in that don't share the same culture. And whenever you have that, you have conflict. It's usually religious, and sometimes it's ethnic. Now, in the case of South Africa, you have the Shona tribe, which has large representation in South Africa as well as Zimbabwe. And then you have the Zulus and the Sangang and the other tribes, usually generally who have gotten along with one another for the past 100 years, although a lot of it was forced by the governments which took over, which were white-dominated. But it's going to get worse there. It's just not going to get better. I have told people, when I saw the riots in South Africa in 1976 in August, I pulled all the investments that my clients had out of there, and I said, the game's over. And I've said so ever since. And
Bob, we're out of time. TheInternationalForecaster.com. Stay there. I want to talk to you during the break. Go get your free subscription.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
By the way, I forgot to give you Bob Chapman's toll-free number to get a free copy of his twice-a-month newsletter. If you want a hard copy of it, 1-800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. Don't forget, we got the Money Bomb coming up next Saturday. I want everybody to donate to it. Next Saturday, not this Saturday, while you're out dodging the blood-sucking checkpoints where they jab needles in you now. In this free country of slavery. But the weekend after that, money bomb to try to upgrade the office, the equipment, start a network TV show. We can do it with your support, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. The main thing we need your help with is not just giving, but spreading the word on message boards, MySpace accounts, your email list. Please help us. Now, I want to just go to Ted Anderson for 3 minutes. Not only does this support the show and the network, this is a great deal. He locked in silver and gold at a price of a week and a half ago. He is almost out of the silver at that price. I know he's very close because I'm going to try to buy a couple of these francs. Best deal you can get. He's got some British sovereigns, too, that are a great deal. These are basically at spot. Yesterday he said they're at spot. At spot for what it is now. Even adding in a small profit for Ted because he bought them weeks ago, it's at spot right now. Amazing deal on silver. Amazing deal on gold. Ted was telling me this morning he can't hold this much longer because gold has been going up for the last week and a half. It's at 930-something right now, went back up today, and it's clearly going to go above 1,000 again. And you heard a lot of big analysts are saying $6,000 an ounce for an inflation. I think they'll suppress it, but 1,500, 2,000, who knows? The point is, it's real. It's got real value. You know, they're talking about pulling all the money out of circulation in the next few years, big federal ruling over cash for the blind. Of course, we told you a decade ago that was their plan because we read it. It's nothing to do with the blind, folks. It's about cashless. It's going to have a chip in it. It's going to be smaller. God help us. And the whole economic ramifications of getting rid of all the mattress money, scanning, tracking all your money. You need to get into gold and silver right now. It's the perfect exchange. You can exchange it for whatever the new currencies are. Ted, tell them about the offers you've got today. And will that be, can you guarantee this through Monday?
I will, Alex, but I can't go any further than Monday. My trader will be back and... right now, I mean, especially on those walking Liberty halves at 182, I mean, silver now is at 1827, so it's up another 20 cents from even yesterday.
So wait a minute, this is below spot then?
Yes, actually it is.
You're selling silver at below spot, but you've got it in inventory. So what you're saying is if you sell out, you will lose money. You've done this before. And you will buy more.
Well, obviously, I will fill every order. I've always been good for all my commitments. I mean, when
But you think you've got enough to go through till Monday?
Oh yeah, I'll hold this deal until Monday. But you're gonna have to get your orders in until if this price holds on silver and it's Tuesday, I'm not gonna be able to offer these at this price. It's gonna be higher.
Give them the number.
It's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686. 2237. Mention that you heard the Alex Jones special. You want to take advantage of those walking Liberty half.
Now tell folks about the gold.
The gold is a great buy too, Alex. I mean, I picked this stuff when gold was at 888 an ounce. I've got franc coins right now. They're at 199 a coin. I have the British sovereigns. They're at 250. It's the same deal that I was offering on Monday. This is really, I mean, the market's moving up. The dollar's down again today. Everything's happening positively.
And you've got this gold and silver locked in from when you bought it, not this Monday, but last Monday. Yeah, the deal, if it continues, and obviously it is, it's going to be gone Monday, 1-800-686-2237. And Ted will have brokers there till 8 or 9 at night, I guess midnight tonight, but 8 or 9 at night, Saturday and Sunday. So call anytime, 1-800-686-2237. You got to call. If you don't tell them Alex Jones sent you, and it's the Alex Jones special from Friday, you will not get it at these prices. Gold at drop bottom prices is super good. Silver at below spot. You cannot beat this. 1-800-686-2237. Here is the number. Get out of Federal Reserve notes, folks. 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.